Practices of Islam, they have five pillars, and these are mandatory. Every action done with the awareness that it fulfills the will of God is considered an act of worship in Islam. The number one is the shahadi, which is the declaration of faith or the creed. We confess, I believe in God the Father Almighty, right? And we continue with all of the creeds, we do that. Well, for them, they have also the same things. I bear witness that there is only one worthy of worship, and that's Allah. And Muhammad is his servant. And it has to be in Arabic, because God does not speak any other language. Now, don't laugh. Don't laugh. That's their teaching. According to their teaching is, you have, if you talk to any of those who have converted to Islam, they need to learn the Arabic prayers. So even if you don't know what they are, you have to learn them. And so they say those things. So the prophethood of Muhammad obliges Muslim to follow his exemplary life in every respect. Second part of the mandatory things is the salat, which is the prayers are prescribed five times a day as a duty toward God. And they pray for everything in that, as far as strength, to live a good life, to live for him, to high morality and all of those things, which is really good. I mean, if you are praying that you might walk humbly before God, even though they don't know who they're really praying for, but it's even good for us because we pray the same things, don't we? What do we say in the Lord's Prayer? Lead us not into temptation, right? What do we pray in the second petition? Thy kingdom come. What do we pray in the fourth petition? Give us today. So we pray all of these things also, right? We pray to God. Third item, fasting, okay? Now, remember too, as I shared earlier with you, a lot of it is borrowed from both the Old and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, people fasted, right? So they have Ramadan. And it's a lunar, it's not like a specific time. It is like almost similar to our Easter season, because our Easter season is never the same, correct? Easter is always on Sunday, but it's never on the same day every year, correct? Because it changes with all of these things. So you have the fasting in Ramadan. And you fast from sunup to sundown, and you abstain from food, beverages, perfume, and sexual relationship from dawn to sunset. The zakah, or the offering, is proportionately fixed contribution of 2.5%. It is supposed to be given to the poor. And finally, the hajj, or the pilgrimage to Mecca, which is a large city in Saudi Arabia. And I don't know if you are aware of this. No, non-Muslims are forbidden to step on that place. And if you do, count yourself, it's not open to all people. It's only to the Muslims. There's the Kaaba over there, which is the most holy site for them. And according to their teaching, that's where Abraham brought his son Ishmael to be.